From the outside, the farm just feels welcoming. Big glass windows let in natural light.
I like to think of it as warm and inviting.
The walls are painted in soothing earth tones. Colorful chalk on big blackboards lists the different strains of marijuana for sale.
And a lot of wood. It's kind of apothecary style.
Owner Jan Cole used her background in spa management to build a Boulder marijuana shop that puts customers at ease. In fact, the store's name, The Farm, is so inconspicuous.
We have a lot of people that come in and think we might be an organic food grocer or something.
But that's exactly the crowd Cole is trying to attract, the tote bag carrying, socially conscious, natural food crowd, specifically women.
I don't think that we'll ever be as big as Whole Foods, but Whole Foods is a good example of the type of clientele that we attract.
Cole advertises her cannabis as pesticide-free, organic, and, of course, locally grown. As the market for marijuana becomes more and more saturated, everyone is looking for an edge.
My name is Jennifer DeFalco, and I am the creative director for Cannabrand.
That's Cannabrand, a mashup of cannabis and branding. DeFalco and her business partner are banking on Colorado's marijuana industry becoming big business, one in need of flashy logos, memorable catchphrases, and eye-catching ads.
Cannabis is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. The industry is just beginning.
Because it's so new, DeFalco says most people who've already popped into a recreational pot shop are the first adopters, those who've tried marijuana before. But the whole point of marketing is to grow a business and reach people who've never thought about buying a certain product.
So part of the rebranding of cannabis is really just making the dispensaries more inviting and more welcoming.
But when it comes to advertising, it's not as simple as buying ads on the TV or radio. Agencies like Cannabrand are limited in getting a message out. State rules forbid shops from advertising on media where more than 30% of the intended audience is younger than 21.
I think one thing that is interesting and important for the industry is this question of exposure to kids.
That's Margaret Campbell, a professor of marketing at the University of Colorado Boulder. She says businesses are beginning to test their limits to see what they can get away with. And to reach new markets, the industry as a whole needs to strip away the stigma that surrounds the marijuana user in society.
They're going to try to go beyond their core, quote-unquote, stoner user to expand and have it be acceptable at cocktail parties.
And at this cocktail party at a gallery in Denver's Arts District, Amy Dannemiller, who goes by the pseudonym Jane West, is attempting to build a new business around removing the stoner stigma. Each month this year, she's throwing upscale parties where you bring your own marijuana and pay a $95 cover charge.
And it's just basically a big social event where everyone can enjoy cannabis just like they would a glass of wine.
But even the party's attendees disagree and say culturally and legally, marijuana isn't yet the same as a glass of wine. Employers can still drug test workers. I tried chatting up a woman in line for the bathroom. When I ask for her name, she declines. She says her job could be at stake.
That's the hurdle. People can't be associated with it. Like, everyone does it, but they can't tell anyone about it.
A tricky legal hurdle that'll take a lot more than advertising and branding to overcome. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.